This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I was looking over the program last night for the Farm Futures Summit that is Thursday and Friday of this week. Yeah, it's coming right up. And there is a website, and you can see the program, and you can sign up there. But on that listing, I saw altogether there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 speakers. Agriculture economists such as Dr. David Cole, retired from Virginia Tech University, farm business management specialist. Yep, they're there. Farmers. I saw that on the program there'll be farmers from, I think 5 or 6 states, including California, Maryland, Iowa, Illinois. And there'll be a special session for young farmers, a panel discussion about the threats and opportunities faced by that next generation of farm managers. It's not too late. You can sign up. Go to the website, farmfuturessummit.com. It's Thursday and Friday at Iowa City, Iowa. Well, now, maybe there is hope yet for our society. Some people are bailing out of Facebook, deleting the app from their smartphones, while others say they're going to go on a hiatus from the social media. The Wall Street Journal reports on a Pew survey that in the 12 months ended last June, fully 1/4 of American Facebook users said they had deleted the app for Facebook. 42% claimed they took a break. From This Week in Agribusiness, pork production in China is being watched closely as the top pork-consuming nation of the world is grappling with that deadly African swine fever in its herd. The disease has now been found in 25 of China's provinces and municipalities, and that has led many analysts to believe that there will be stronger demand for pork and pork product imports from other countries, including the United States. According to data released over the weekend in China, the country's pork output fell as the size of the pig herd there declined 3%. Now, China is not just the top pork consumer in the world, it's the top pork producer, accounting for half of the global supply with all of its production consumed locally. Last week, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told me he's getting daily updates on what's happening in China's swine herd, as best as USDA officials can assess that scene. The business manager of a school system just northwest of Des Moines, Iowa, could have been sent away to prison for a decade. She was sentenced to 10 years, then given probation for improperly writing checks, some of which she paid to herself. An auditor found that altogether the tally was $270,000 of improper and unsupported disbursements. Firefighters are called to perform a number of services above and beyond fighting fires. At Olathe, Kansas yesterday, firefighters put on waterproof suits to go out into a pond to save a deer that had broken through the ice. After they brought him ashore, the deer scampered along the pond's edge and off into the horizon. Speaking of the ice, did you see that video from St. Louis last week of the Chevy pickup truck pulling a semi-truck up a hill along Interstate 70? It happened in that snowy, icy mess last week. In fact, the guy in the pickup pulled several loaded semis up the hill. One trucker who was standing there and had been helped by the pickup could be heard saying, "I'll never talk smack on Chevy again." Oh, that sounds like the script of a Chevy truck commercial, doesn't it? That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.